Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here, of course, always far more excited to have you here with me, friends. No matter what kind of season you're facing in life, you always have two choices. Take care of yourself. As hard as it may be, do things that are going to help you take care of yourself. Or don't do a damn thing to help yourself. And don't take care of yourself. Both options come with a cost, and we're going to talk about that. So, get cozied up with your blanket. Grab your favorite morning drink. If you're already out and about, make sure you've got your headphones on so we're one-on-one. And if you were just about to start some housework and chores or anything like that, just give yourself a quick 10, 15, 20 minute break and come hang out with me. So before I spew out any advice or tips or anything like that about why even in the hardest seasons we should be making choices that are going to be beneficial to ourselves, to our mental health, and help ourselves get out of said situations, I want to share a little bit of my story right now. What I am doing that is benefiting me and helping me, and what the results are of that versus what things might look like if I had chosen to not take care of myself this way, if I had chosen to just let the anxiety, depression, anger, fear win, and I just completely give up on myself. So let's dive in. For those of you who don't know my story, haven't caught on to all of it yet, around this time last year, I was with somebody. I'm still with this person. We were a few months into our relationship, and around spring, which is just around the corner, we'd already started talking about the possibility of a future together. Look, I will quickly say this before I carry on. If you meet someone or an opportunity comes your way that feels super, super right for you, take the freaking chance on it and see where it goes. Because that chance may not be something that's going to last a long time, and if you say no to that chance, it may never come back to you. To get back on track here. So, we, around spring last year, we're talking about, well, in a year or two together, what could life look like? Where are we going to live together? What kind of life do we want to start building together? And we're coming up on spring 2023, which is just about a year after that conversation, and we already don't have a chance at a life together. The universe has completely kiboshed that, and it's not something that I can talk about right now in detail, but I want you to have the whole idea. I thought I had a chance at a life with someone that has been taken away from us. Not even a year has gone by since that first conversation about what will life look like for us in a year or two. That, like, what we wanted, what we were hoping for, plans we were trying to make, like, that shit's all already kiboshed. The universe has completely nixed that, fucked us over, decided we don't get to be together, even though we'd like to be. It's very, very hard, unexpectedly scary, uncertain type season of my life. So now here I am. I'm in this situation where I know for a fact I don't get a chance with this person who I would have loved a chance at a whole life with. And everything is honestly just a big mess. I don't know what my life is going to look like month to month now. And yet just less than a year ago, I thought I had an idea of what my whole future could look like and who it could be shared with, I thought that around this time this year we would still be seeing each other weekly or more often than that, and just really having fun growing together and learning together and experiencing different parts of Toronto together and the fun things that can be done and experienced here while making plans to move to a whole other province. And none of that is happening because, like I said, the universe kiboshed our plans completely, and it breaks my heart. But when I first got the news that I got, which basically verified you don't get a chance at a life together, just stop hoping, I'm taking your partner from you, that's it, is basically what the universe signaled to me. I had two choices. That pain, that anger, that sadness, that fear, that uncertainty, I could let myself sit in, or I could let myself feel those feelings when they really come to the surface, work through them, and then get back to doing things that are going to benefit me, fill my cup, and help me keep putting myself first so that I can be there, not just for myself, but for the person I absolutely adore, who needs me and deserves me to be there for them. If I had chosen to just sit in that negativity, sit in that fear, and sit in that pain, I wouldn't be showing up the way for myself every day that I do. I wouldn't be able to be the type of moral support that I am to my partner right now. And I wouldn't be able to be there for them physically when they're able to see me, when they feel well enough and our schedules correlate enough that we can hang out. I wouldn't be able to be here for my partner the way that I am if I had just let myself sit in all those negative emotions and allowed them to take over. Furthermore, if I had let all those negative feelings, emotions, and whatnot take over me, I probably would have already stopped doing my morning PT, moving my body in ways that my body and mind actually are requesting that day, which to me is called mindful movement. I don't necessarily feel the need to work out every day or work out 5 days a week and only take rest days on the weekends. I'm all about that mindful movement. But I wouldn't be doing any sort of movement through the days besides the walks to work I have to take if I had just let myself sit in that sadness and the anger I feel towards the universe and all those other negative emotions that come with really hard life-changing news. I probably wouldn't be focusing on my nutrition anywhere close to the way that I do right now, and I doubt that I would be doing a great job at being patient with myself and kind to myself, because by sitting in my negative emotions, sitting in that anger I have for the universe right now, it would have sent me into a downward spiral. And what I would have been doing was not only allowing that to happen, but allowing my chatty mind to take over, which can be a pretty big bitch sometimes. The other thing that just giving up, quitting, being a super negative person about this and just letting myself sit in my misery and my sadness and whatnot, another thing doing that would have cost me. It would have cost me every ounce of work that I have done to get myself to where I am mentally, emotionally, physically. I am in the hardest season of life I have ever been faced with so far, and I have dealt with a lot of loss and pain and disappointment in my life. But I have done a lot of work to get to where I am now. I would rather pay the cost of being uncomfortable, vulnerability, and keep up with these routines the best I can. Keep up with making healthy choices the best I can, so that I can be there for myself and for people who need me, including this person who I adore deeply, admire with all my heart, who I love as a person and deserves to have me there for them. Because if I didn't make these choices and I just said, fuck it, this is the messiest my life's ever been, I'm really giving up now, what the fuck is the universe doing to me? I wouldn't have the chance to still be there for this person while we're together. I wouldn't be able to take care of myself. And that would probably eventually affect my daily life at work, when I'm with my family, when I'm spending time with friends. I would probably start giving up on coaching and being a body partner, and I would be giving up on my whole team. And that's kind of the spiral that it would lead to if I didn't let myself just feel what I need to feel and then try to get back to the things that are good for me, the routines that help me, to leaning into the people that support and love me. It is super easy in really hard seasons to just let yourself go, let everything you're feeling that's not positive take over, to let that chatty mind in and start winning. But it is going to come at a really big cost, a cost that you do not want to pay, that I'm sure you wouldn't want to be paying. And just for a little bit of context here, I'd like to share another story with you, which I don't think I have been honest about, or not really honest about. It's just a story I haven't told yet publicly. Close friends and my closest family members to me know this. Not even my whole family knows this, so I definitely have not shared this publicly yet. But I was in a 6-year relationship from 2012 to 2018. Ended horribly. It was a super unhealthy relationship. He was narcissistic. I was blind to what was going on, because that was the first time I'd ever actually encountered someone who was narcissist and actually had like a connection or any sort of relationship with someone who acted like that. It was just a really big mess, a really, really hard, messy, challenging, and it became a dangerous time in my life. Not dangerous because I was in actual danger being with him. Thankfully, I was not in physical danger. I was verbally and mentally abused, but thankfully it was never physical, so I wasn't actually at risk in those senses. I wasn't in danger as in like my safety or my life was, thankfully. However, the stress, the anxiety, and the toll that feeling that way took on me, by the time I ran from that relationship finally, I was less than 70 pounds. So my health, because of how I let the stress and anxiety from the relationship, how I let it affect me, it did lead to health problems. So when you're in really, really hard seasons, it can be really easy to let go of yourself, to let go of the good nutritional habits you have gotten into, to just give up on your sleep schedule that you may have. Any good habit that you have, it is easy to give up on. But it can lead to you not being able to be there for people who you love the way they deserve. It can lead to your own weight fluctuations that become really unhealthy and scary. It can lead to a lot of not good things. And I don't want any of you to go through some of the shit that I've had to go through in my life. So if I can stop any of you from going through the things that I did, from reacting to things the way that I did, and letting that lead to actual health issues for you, I want to be there. I want to support you. I want to help you not do some of the things or go through some of the things that I've been through. This is exactly why I run a podcast like this. It's a come with me. Let's figure this out together. Let's support each other in this crazy thing called life. Before I let you go, friends, I just want to remind you, you are strong enough to make good and healthy choices for yourself, even in the shittiest of times. If I can be doing it, believe me, you can be doing it too. Let's do this together. Even in your hardest seasons, you deserve to do things for you, make yourself a priority, and fill your own cup. It is not selfish. It is not wrong. It is necessary so that you can be there for yourself the way you deserve, and you can be there for people who you love and love you right back the way they deserve. And one very final thought. It will still take time to work through how you're feeling, to work through trauma that you may have experienced that you're trying to understand so you can better yourself. Whatever kind of shitty, scary, uncertain situation you may be in, it's going to take time to work out of that, to understand yourself, to get on the other side of things and feel better, to feel stronger, to feel healed, whatever it is you're working towards. But if you don't give up on yourself, even when things are really fucking hard, really fucking scary, and it's the only thing you actually want to do, you're not only winning because in that moment, you're choosing you. As much time as it's going to take to figure things out, to understand your feelings, to work through trauma, it's going to take a little bit less time than it would if you had completely given up on yourself when that was the easiest option. So keep going, because you've got this. You may not see it. You may want to, but not quite be able to believe it right now. But I see it. I know. You've got this. So please do not give up on yourself, no matter how hard, scary, or uncertain things may be right now. I love you. I'm grateful for you, and I'm super, super glad that in this one life we've got together, we're connected. I cannot wait to be back here with you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message, or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.